Hello everybody, welcome to Mind's Creative Project and you're listening to Anita Mind's. I hope you are fine as me. Right now I am at peace, calm and happy despite outside is raining. And almost 2 weeks ago it was my birthday. During these days I realized multiple things and one of them was to talk about siblings again. April 10th is International Siblings Day and it comes with some bittersweet memories. And I thought, why not talk about this long-lasting bond, but in a different way? First of all, for the one that didn't know about the first siblings episode, just go listen to episode 22, season 1. Go! Let's start with a sound. If I had a little sister and I could talk to her, I'd tell her everything I know and everything I've learned. What I found out the hard way might save her some tears, so I'd share with her the wisdom of all my 16 years. If I had a little sister, that's what I'd do. Maybe you don't recognize this song. I've suddenly found it some days ago. And this was Don't Grow Up Too Fast by Daisy Mallory, a country songwriter and singer from Nashville. And in this song, she emphasizes the way she felt being an only child who wished to have a little sister. I have two younger brothers and I always thought about how could have been if the birth order had changed, if I had been another kind of person. However, I am glad to be the eldest. Before the birth of the second brother, my brother and I were like Hansel and Gretel, sticking together and playing together through thick and thin. It's the first relationship in your life. It's your first person you form a special bond. And if something changes, the bond is always there. I found a picture of my two brothers taken back in 2013, and I realized that the bond between siblings is different, and it changes over the time, but it's still there. There are five kinds of siblings bonds. The first one is when siblings are close and have a deep bond as best friends. They share everything with each other, from secrets to hobbies, and enjoy each other's company. It was like that before the arrival of the second brother. The second is when the bond between siblings is characterized by competition and conflict, a sort of rivalry, constantly trying to one-up each other, and a lot of tension is there. This described our teenage phase with a little baby brother who had the attention of our parents. But it was for us, fortunately, just a phase. But someone out there has this kind of relationship with their siblings, even in their adulthood. And I want to ask you, why do you need to create a tension that will be only negative? Anyway, the third is my actual state, the caretaken and the protected. I'm more responsible than my brothers and I always care about them. And they, especially the youngest now, rely on me. I'm the big sister, always and forever. I will care about them. The fourth type of sibling relationship is called estranged. Estranged. And it is characterized by distance and disconnection. As the relationship between my two brothers, who do not talk to each other because they have grown apart over the time, and a big age gap of almost 7 years sometimes can lead to estrangement. The fifth and last type is the indifferent one, in which siblings have a distant and or apathetic relationship, which is not a priority in their life. Have you ever thought about your relationship with your siblings and how it could be changed positively? Sometimes I think that siblings could be as well tested by life choices. And this reminds me of a young adult book that I've read years ago. I'll give you The Sun by Jane D. Nelson. The protagonists are the twins Noah and Jude, who used to be inseparable and extremely codependent, but have grown apart as tragedy hits their family. It seems as if they will never be able to repair their fractured relationship, to return to the synergetic bond they once knew. But their separation and detachment let them find their identity. And in the end, I will never reveal anything. No spoiler. But think about it. Siblings' relationship are always there. They change, but they are a constant. It's time to conclude now. Stay tuned for more. XOXO Anita Miles.